Strike pass reporting requirement. Hi, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Sarah Blackman. I am the newest planner with the Fisheries Management Division, and I'm here to make a request for a public hearing for proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 2252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to simplify permitting and reporting for the charter and private recreational fisheries. There are two parts to this request. The first is standardizing the licensing and permitting requirements for anglers under the age of 16. Currently, this group is not required to get a recreational license or an FIP number. FIP, or the Fisherman's Identification Program, is a register of all fishermen 16 years and older who are not required to get a fishing license. Currently, Chapter 2252 does not exempt anglers younger than 16 from needing a spring trophy striped bass recreational permit, and staff would like to address this discrepancy at a December public hearing. The second component to this request pertains to the reporting requirements for the charter fishery. In 1990, at the request of the Virginia Charter Association and other industry representatives, the commission required or instituted a requirement that charter fishermen report all striped bass catch for the entirety of the annual season. The purpose of this requirement was to collect data with the intent of having it should the charter industry ever push for their own allocation. However, no such effort has been made, and it's nearly 30 years later, and we are still collecting this data. And unfortunately, the reporting rates are currently and have historically been quite low. This graph shows or compares the number of charter fishermen who register or sign up for a striped bass permit in blue to the number who actually report any catch in orange for the last 5 years. Only for this year do we have data on fishermen reporting no activity, which is the gray bar. And that is because up until last year, when the commission standardized all the reporting requirements across the regulation, there was not an official requirement for charter fishermen to report no activity. As you can see, the reporting rates and compliance are quite low, and because of this, the utility of the data we are collecting is uncertain. Therefore, staff uses NOAA MRIP data to characterize the striped bass recreational fishery for management purposes, which has led staff to question whether or not the commission should continue to collect striped bass reports from charter fishermen outside of the spring trophy season. The week before last, staff sent a survey to all charter fishermen, or to all fishermen who run charters in Virginia waters, requesting their opinions on this issue, and staff would like to present the results of that survey at a December public hearing. So, staff recommends the commission approve advertising for a December public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 2252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to simplify permitting and reporting for the charter and private recreational fisheries. And I'll take your questions.
Other questions from the commission? Mm-hmm. It's a request for a public hearing. We can address these issues in December. Chief Arado.
One issue, and I didn't want to spring it on Sarah, but we have the same situation. We, and at the commission's pleasure, we have mandatory reporting of the trophy season. In fact, we've had that since 1995. If you look at the data over the years, you'd say that hardly anyone participates, much different than Maryland, which has a big spring fishery. Nonetheless, staff does not want to violate the regulation, certainly, and at the same time, with there being about, on the trophy, maybe a 40-some percent reporting, we're going to make some people pretty doggone unhappy. Now, the question is, as I mentioned, for cobia, should we enact the same provision for striped bass trophy, which starts May 1, and certainly would give time for the IT staff to do what I suggested for cobia earlier, that their eligibility is off until we see a report. And that would also, that's probably something that we should air in the public hearing, too, I would think.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, okay. So I did want to bring that to the attention of the commission.
We did advertise and we did publicize the mandatory reporting for all of these, the cobia tilefish and the spring trophy striped bass, or you would not be eligible. I mean, that's, I think I remember writing that in a number of articles. Okay, yeah, so I'm good with you. I think you have an excellent idea.
Okay, thank you. So it's a request for a public hearing at our December meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Miner. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Well done, sir. That wasn't that bad, was it?